He was ashamed to go on kneeling, ashamed to rise from his knees. At last, as it were from his inmost heart, a still small voice seemed to breathe forth the words of the publican, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He repeated them over and over, clinging to them as for his life, and rose from his knees, comforted and humbled, and ready to face the whole world. It was not needed. Two other boys besides Arthur had already followed his example, and he went down to the great school with a glimmering of another lesson in his heart, the lesson that he who has conquered his own coward spirit has conquered the whole outward world, and that other one which the old prophet learned in the cave at Mount Horeb, when he hid his face, and the still small voice asked, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" That however we may fancy ourselves alone on the side of good, the King and Lord of men is nowhere without his witnesses. For in every society, however seemingly corrupt and godless, there are those who have not bowed the knee to Baal. He found, too, how greatly he had exaggerated the effect to be produced by his act. For a few nights there was a sneer or a laugh when he knelt down, but this passed off soon, and one by one all the other boys, but three or four, followed the lead.